Blog Talk Radio.
We would like to welcome you to Missing Pages of History. This is a show that is dedicated to the underserved communities and its people. You know, there's a saying that the more things change, the more they remain the same. And we're going to be discussing a hot topic today. And the theme of this topic is a killing like a runaway slave. Why? Walter L. Scott and domestic terrorism. This past week, there has been the ruin of a slave-like killing of a young man named Walter L. Scott, only 50 years old, by a policeman. And people are asking the question, why? So, what else contributors and the analysts, Emmanuel and Susie, we're going to hear their perspective on this thing. And one of the things I'd like to share with my listening audience today is that Emmanuel is also a historian. And we're going to hear some history today. And the question is going to be to him, are we filling in our missing pages of history, or are we just reviewing them? So, Emmanuel, welcome to Missing Pages of History.
Thank you.
And on our theme tonight, Emmanuel, we're talking about the killing like a runaway slave. Why? Walter L. Scott and this concept of domestic terrorism. Now, you use this concept of domestic terrorism and applying it to the behavior of the law enforcement. Can you explain why and talk about this case and what came to mind when you saw this killing of Mr. Scott?
It was not that much intriguing to me because I have seen, have read, have witnessed beatings of police officers numerous times. Police officers beating suspects, assailants, beating people out, beating people that have been drinking. This, but the thing was, historically was, every time you bring an African-American in to make sure, and we'd never be charged that they resisted arrest, you got to bring them in beaten up. Very simple. But a white police officer had to beat the black police officer. A black person could not beat another black person. There were very few police officers. Very few. If the town had 25, 23 were white based and 2 were black, and the town was 70% black, this is all over this country today. Once we go into North Charleston, see what the police department looks like, see what law enforcement looks like, then you will find you understand. The same thing happened in Ferguson, Missouri, that tickets there are being written for traffic violations in the black community, over 90%. Just for infraction like a taillight, Mr. Walter Scott taillight, that's all that was. And look what came, a murder. But this is their DNA since the 1700s. Runaway slaves, they had posses to track them down and kill them. Now, you're not paying them no money nowhere. They're not getting paid. They didn't want to be there. But because you don't want to work, that's why we got slaves. Because you will not do no work. You won't do no work now. 66% of black America does service jobs. They have great skills. You're not harness those skills. Marco has a degree in pharmacology. He's a pharmaceutical person. They wouldn't even let him put pills in a box. That shows you discrimination or racism to make sure that you have no power at no given time. The only power they got left, basically, now with the voting like it is, they're trying to stop that now, is police power, and they're using it. South Carolina, an abuser of power. Always been this kind of state. Go and check it out. Check it out. See who's doing the menial jobs, who's doing the service jobs. They make sure that they're not going to integrate the money. Integration is fine. Integrating people, that's great. But the thing that came up in legislation in Virginia was we're not going to integrate the money. That's why you're going to have this craziness all the time. The police power, hadn't been for that camera, they would have covered this up, like they do many, to cover it up. All of them had the same resume in every state, especially down south in the deep south. A tussle, reached for my gun. All this same old craziness come out, same lie, and we're tired of it. I'm glad that young man took that film. They still try to make something up. They will try to find two white people in a car, this or that, ride by, saw something else, ain't seen nothing. They lie. The Indian said a long time ago, they speak with a forked tongue. They lie, they lie, they lie. They're known for lying. Their resume is lying. I call them the two L's, lying and lazy. Lazy affair. That's what they do. You bring all their money to them. They're going to make you pay one way or the other. They write tickets, traffic violations in North Charleston. Over 90% are written against African Americans. Were they doing anything or not? Just totally profiling harassment. Because they have to get that money so their fellow officers who retired in Arizona and Miami can get their money every month. That's why they're where they are. I tell the people over and over again, be a police officer, be a fireman. They get paid at the end, big time. Get paid from the beginning. That's why these African-American towns, 70, 80%, take your towns over. You become the mayor, the fire chief. You got to become this. That's what the ballot box is about. Stop putting your hands up. Put your hands down and go to the ballot box and vote. And get these city council people out of there. Take over your town so you can live in Arizona and live in Florida retirement and getting good all kind of $60,000 to $70,000 a year retired. You're making $14,000 now, waiting on them. Understand the game. It's a game. Understand the game of racism. It's the biggest game in town. Main thing, don't let you have no money. They ain't paid you for 40 years. I mean, for 400 years. Why are they going to pay you now? We'll try to pay you a little bit, a little minimum wage. Who can make up $7, $7, $8 an hour? Let the ones who vote against, give them $7, $8 an hour. They ain't doing nothing, especially Republicans in Congress. Give them $7.25 an hour. That's what the order should be making. They ain't doing nothing. Maybe they can't play as golf as much. Eat at the restaurants as much. $200 and $300 meals is all you making per week. And the government basically pay for their meals. Understand the game they play. They have the biggest game in town. Racism is the biggest game in town. They said one thing when they did the integration, do not integrate the money. The whole thing is about the money. Everything is about the money. If they cannot use you to make them money, they don't need you. It's very simple. This is the game they play. If they can't make no money off you in the medical field, which everybody go in the hospital, like all black folk in the hospital all the time, giving you pills to make sure you got side effects or you have something else so to keep them busy. Medicare, Medicaid, the money goes straight to them. Food stamps, the money goes straight to them. Everything you get, the money goes straight to them. Food stamps are a good thing. Even though we only get 14%, and whites get 66% of the food stamps, 66% that whites get, but they get twice as much as we do, end up at the business. Their business, who own the businesses? Who owned the businesses taking the food stamps? So on the white list, they don't want to benefit from it. Segregation benefits who's ever in power. Discrimination benefits who's ever in power when it's equality. They said a long time ago, separate but equal. No, it's separate and unequal. Oh, why they talk about the word equal? They must don't know what the word means. We pay more for everything. The thing is to make sure they take that $1.4 trillion to make sure that you don't recycle no more than $50 million of $1.4 trillion. That's all we recycle. $50 million, they get the rest of it. Understand what's going on. We are the profit margin of America. If we don't spend no money, they don't make no money. They make just enough to even skeet, even board, that's all. And all they do is attack where the tax money is. Wherever the tax money go, those are businesses that they open up. That's the business they get involved in, wherever the tax dollars go, because they make sure they get the tax dollars. See, they talk that crazy stuff. But it's a game. I've been to their schools and how they play the game. I know how they play the game. It's the biggest game in town. If they can't make a profit, they're not going to deal with it. If they can't make any money. You think the police department don't make money? Of course. They got one ticket money from a guy, $2,500. Putting the money in his pocket. What are they going to do about it? Well, they're going to have some excuses. Usual. Always got excuses. Emotions, this, that. When they killed Mr. Garner, the camera was showing what they're doing to this man. Same thing. They beat a man out in San Bernardino, a European-American, 30 years old. 10 police officers got suspended. Suspended, should be fired. With pay. Should not get no pay. But they do. It's all about the dollar. And how you stay control. They took turns beating this man. The man on the floor, on the ground, laying hands up. They kicked him, I think, 37 times. I'm sorry, kicked him 17 times. They punched him 37 times and put the baton on him 4 times. He just on his belly, both hands out. He's supposed to arrest the perfect professionalism, not vigilanteism. But it's in their DNA. They've been killing since they come here. They've been killing since 1492. Been killing is in their DNA. They can't help themselves. They're not going to stop them. Training not going to help that. When you're used to doing what you're doing, it's in your history. It's in your DNA. You can't stop. And why they keep it there? Because nepotism is involved. What do a town of 75% African Americans or high 60s have 98% white police? You can't do it in that town. You got a town of 75%, 80% whites, so you should have 90% black police officers there. Let's turn that around. And the chief should be black. In all white town, just about. Let's do that one. Let's see what you're going to say.
Hello?
The host answered the question. Mr. Walter Scott, that was just fatal. That's murder. That's first-degree murder without a doubt. Spot on camera. The line is going to come. The DA has not charged him yet. The district attorney has not a charge. And there's no charge. Just the police just charged him, per se. They got him isolated right now. He has done this before. He tases a young man, so he shouldn't even be on the force. This is a domestic terrorist, and the police department across this country has a lot of them. And how you weed them out? You can't weed them out. You know what's on a person's mind. You can't weed a person's mind how they are. How their grandparents and parents have taught them at the supper table in the backseat of a car. You can't deal with that, what they see all the time. All they do is see separatism. Look at the neighborhood. Look at everything. Look who owns everything. All you see is that separatism. Nothing is equal unless we get it equal. evil is in the police department, big time. You got guys in Congress who change their suits. They should go and put white costumes on again. They sit up in Congress right now. The three brothers, Ku Klux and Klan, they sit right up in there. Everything the president do, they against it. Everything. The man is super smart, and they are not. You're dealing with C students in Congress. That's most of them what they are. They C minor students. And dad is putting them where they could be at. So we got to understand that. Do what you're dealing with. Look at the history. They show you on TV every day. They show you in the movies what they done. They start out with outlaws. Outlaws getting hung. Well, well, well. Where it all got started. Just look at the movies. Look at Tarzan, Jungle Jim. Look what happened. They stealing in Africa. Got treasure, killing African tusks, killing animals, taking it out of Africa. And the Africans are carrying it for them. They ain't doing no work. They've got guns in their hand. They ain't doing no work. They're not going to do no work now. They did right now. They call everybody lazy but themselves. They're the laziest people on earth. Why you need slaves? Because you couldn't enslave the Indian. He said he wasn't going to do it. But you killed him and took everything he got. And I'm sick of this founding fathers. You talking about Sitting Bull? Who you talking? That's the founding father. The Indians are. We just lie, 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 lie. History, we just lie. If we tell the truth, we'll be better off. We don't believe in the truth. The truth will set you free. Well, I'm free because I tell the truth.
Emmanuel, when we talk about this history, the history of domestic terrorism, some people argue that the incentive of keep killing young black men, what they are doing is creating the conditions where they do it so much that people become immune to it, become business as usual. And therefore, they begin to accept that. How do you see that? Because also last week, they had an incident where one of the police would jump on the top of a young man's car and shot the people up through the window for no particular reasons that would justify that behavior. So in terms of what is the motivation? And do you accept the idea that the more and more we see this, the less we get desensitized and then it become business as usual?
Where it's always going to be business as usual because they control the law enforcement. How they get attorney generals so much hell because he's black. They will not confirm the young lady we have now, attorney general, 154 days she's not been confirmed. They don't want to straighten this out because this is their DNA. Killing is their DNA. They want a war with Iran to do what? To kill some more young men? They're not going. Won't you send the ones over there who's saying we need to go to war? Why don't they go? You can go. You can volunteer and go, yes. But they're not going to do that. They let someone else fight their racist battles for them. And they try to turn the table. They try to spin it as much as they possibly can. You can't spin it with me. So you can't brainwash me. And black people now are getting unbrainwashed on a daily basis because of technology. We can do what happened 15, 20 years ago. They're trying to make rules now where the camera will not be permissible in court. Everything to stop what we're trying to stop, and that's domestic terrorism. We need to take over the police department. As soon as a black police officer shoot a white boy down, then it's going to be all right. Then they're going to address it. Other than that, it's not going to happen. Because it's not going to happen. Because we are not that tight. That's not our DNA. We were brought here on a ship like a pack of sardines. To work, to slave. And they still think of you as slaves today. They will never think of you anything different. a piece of property, a piece of chattel. The Constitution not includes you. Nothing includes you. If you can't, long as you can't make no money for them. If you can make money for them, then it's okay. They're just going to appease you, but still they're going to use law enforcement to enforce racism. Most of the police officers that are white, they're racist. They know they are. Then you come back and say, well, he's a good boy. He's not a good boy. Stop it. He's what he is. The background checks is not going to change a person's mind when they're like this. When you come as a slave, when you come as a servant, you're never going to be the same. Up to biblical times, nothing going to change that. Historically, this is what you are. All they want is to make sure they take their money. Take your money. They come in your neighborhood, put stores in your neighborhood to take your money. They won't let you put one in there or put one in their community to take their money. It's not going to happen. They're going to try to run you out of business as fast or set rules up where you can't do this or do that. They're going to make sure that you bring your money to them. And they will continue doing this. This is how capitalism works. It don't work no other way. But to make it work, you have to control the law enforcement. Because that's what makes it work. You can steal a pocketbook, just check it off a woman's arm and get 20 years. You can go on Wall Street and take $20 billion and get no years. Get a book and get a movie. This is the way it works. Not going to work any other way. Capitalism does not work with equality. It doesn't work. Equality does not work in any type of conservatism or capitalism. All them isms, equality is not the subject matter to make it work positive. That is not the key to that. Because prisons make a lot of money. And the judges, some of the lawyers, some of the wardens, they own what they call enterprises. They're putting 30 in Florida now. I think they're building 30 in Texas and 30 in California. Well, why those three states? That's where most brown and black people are. And that's who they're locking up. If they can't work them for nothing, if they can't work them for a little bit of money, they don't need them, so they can make a big profit. This is what it's all about.
Emmanuel, can I stop you for a second and see if I heard you correctly? They put in 30 prisons?
Yeah, private enterprises. They're building 30 in Florida, 30 in Texas,
wow.
And 30 in California. And who you think going to fill them up? The judge is going to send you for 20 years for doing some petty crime. Because, again, their job is to fill them up. The law enforcement is to fill them up and make sure they stay filled up.
You know, that's interesting in terms of the point you're making. We were just discussing with some peers of ours that in the public school system up in the state of Virginia and throughout the country, too, they are talking about locking up kids on the elementary level if they act up.
They're talking about locking them in the fifth grade.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that?
Get them acclimated because they got to fill these prisons up. They're going to make sure a black kid or a brown kid and very poor white kids will have some type of dealing with the law enforcement between the ages of 12 and 17 years of age. They go into the classroom and see how many little black boys, little brown boys, little white boys in there, in elementary special public school. They count beds, how many prisons they should make beds in prison, but they know they're going to have some dealing with the police in some type of way, through harassment, provoking, or something. They're going to make sure it happens. They tell them to make sure it happens. You find a way to lock them up, except what you do. Well, you got to plant evidence, whatever you need to do, you plant it. And the easiest thing to plant right now is narcotics. It's dope. And the police, a lot of police have guns and dope in the car automatically. They carry it around with them. to plant certain things they need to do to lock somebody up. Because they have a quota. They have a quota. They have to lock people because, again, you got to take care of the judges who retired. You got to take care of law enforcement who retired, the council people, all the people involved, the administration who retired living in Florida and California and Arizona, nice warm places. Make sure they get their retirement money. You cannot do it if you keep taking the throwing in taxes. You don't tax the rich. People ain't paying their fair share. We got to get the money from somewhere. Where you going to get it from? Well, take it from the poor. Take it from the ones who are just making 14 to 15 grand a year. Take what they got.
Emmanuel, we're going to pause for a second, and I'd like to make a couple announcements. Number one, we'd like to let our listening audience know that y'all listen to Missing Pages of History. Today our topic, or our theme, is A Killing Like a Runaway Slave. Why? What else got? Domestic terrorism. We'd like to hear your views and comments. You can call in at 818-337-0016, or you can hit us up at our chat line, Miss Spacey Hits the chat line. We'd like to hear your views and your perspectives on this thing. As well as, we'd like to let you know that Missing Pages of History is a radio program that come on bi-weekly on Saturdays at 12 noon. You always can hear us on a bi-weekly basis, Saturdays at 12 noon. So please share that with your friends. And we have an upcoming second quarterly raffle, which will be June the 6th. And you can hear that raffle at 1 p.m. on WCLM, 1450 AM, Richmond, Virginia. If you'd like to have more information, you can email Missing Pages of History at missingpagesofhistory1@yahoo.com. Or you can call us at 804-726-3217. Right now, we have a listener on the phone who would like to make a statement. I'm going to my listener. Your last four numbers, listener, is 9289. Welcome to Missing Pages of History. Your question or comment?
No, basically, I don't have much of a comment. It's very informative with Mr. Joyner talking about the domestic violence and everything that's going on, because with the incident with Walter Scott, I believe it is true that they're going to get you so you're desensitized to it, and which is sad, but I just wish it was some way we could sort of come up with a educational tool or something that would sort of almost in a way prevent some of the stuff from happening. I know it's going to continue to happen because it's happened over and over again, but it's just sad because it's almost like I remember back when I used to look at the movies on TV with the Wild Wild West. It's almost like the strip is being taken, is being re-brought out as to what happened in these movies when I was growing up, and which is really sad. And that's all I have to say.
Carlo. Emmanuel. It does look like these people is acting out for a job for Hollywood. In terms of how they are constantly just killing young African youth. How do we stop this? To the listening audience, what you say to the listening audience? How do we deal with it?
You can't stop it because it's all profit. You're not going to stop things that was not profit. The caller said domestic violence. We're not talking about domestic violence, domestic terrorism. It's a difference in domestic violence. When you have a uniform person behind a badge, like back in the movies, they had shirts, they would deputize, outlaw, deputize a posse, go find, get somebody and shoot them down. Wanted dead or alive. That's what they showed you. And they did this all the time in the movies. Killing people, nobody getting blamed for it. No, me, no, nothing. Vigilante squads. This is the same thing. That's on a modern basis. But now we have technology. And I'm telling everybody, every time you see a police arrest, record it. Take pictures every time you see it. Because until we weed them out and through civil suits, break the town, keep go on with civil suits and make sure you get the jury stacked like they stack them. The blueprint is how they control. Understand the blueprint. They control neighborhoods. They control the schools. They control law enforcement. They control the judges. They control all of this. Get the wrong judges. Because the judges, they got money invested into these private prisons. So, of course, these private enterprise prisons, of course they're going to send you to jail for 10, 14 years. Why do you think African-Americans spend 7.5 in jail or in prison for the same crime that a white person do? 7.5 years longer. Why? Because there's got to be a kickback coming somewhere. His job is to make you lock them up, and we're going to sentence them. We're working together. They're not going to lock the police up because they're making them money. When you get ready to retire, we're going to promote you, make sure you get enough money, make sure we promote you to captain, a lieutenant, or whatever you need to do to get you a nice check so you can retire in Florida. This is what they do. This is the game. I'm telling you over and over again, be police officers. I got a nephew being one now. I talked him into being one. Get that money. They make a lot of money. Tell nobody the fool, you don't make no money. They make a lot of money. I know about them. I have friends who police officers make a lot of money. Live in nice houses, drive nice cars, kids going to college, and they were parents with the police officer also. This is their resume. The grandparent police officer, uncle was a police officer. This is their resume. Bring your people up in there. Nepotism. This is what they do. They got the blueprint made for you. We're going to make this thing equal, whether they like it or not. And stop spending your money where you can't be supported. Don't support you. You need to stop. Spend as least money as possible. We only recycle $50 million out of $1.4 trillion a year. We recycle at mainly three or four places. The barbershop, we at the hair salon. That's all the recycling money we take. The little restaurants that we got ain't got that many. That's all you got. Out of 7,000 car dealerships, we own 71. Many cars we buy? 71. Out of close to 7,000 car dealerships. We got to understand what's going on. We don't understand yet. We don't understand the politics and racism. Why do you think they won't become congressmen? Because the money is fantastic. The retirement is fantastic. You should become a politician and change some of this mess. But they know the deal. They're trying their best to gerrymander districts, make sure you can vote, voter ID, everything they can, because the vote is the power. Their vote is the power. African-American towns where you're more than 50%, 40%, make no difference, try to take control of those towns. Get into a position where you can help your fellow man out. Get on the school board, get the schools better, get more money from the government. That's what they do. This money comes from the government. Your tax dollar, and you're the most taxed person percentage-wise out there. You spend your money, state tax all day long because you can't save any money. You can't invest on Wall Street. You don't have the money. Black people are less than 2% of investment on Wall Street. And most of that due to your job, 401k. But actually buying stock and doing this, you don't do that stuff. They found a way to take your money. They found a way to take your money every possible way. Giving you advice. Advice how to take your money. Understand what they do to you. You are still a piece of property to them and a piece of chattel. You're not in the Constitution, per se. You just got in the Constitution in 1965 when you just stepped in there. All these many years, zero. Zero. And the churches should, and the churches where the mass of people go. The pastors, and you should have a person in that church other than the pastor, if you don't want to do it, to talk to the people about a half an hour, 15 minutes every Sunday and through the week have town type, people have these city hall type meetings. We should have that constantly, educating people about capitalism, conservatism, racism, race. That should happen at every church. Every church should have set aside town hall type meetings all the time. But we don't do none of that. That's what they do in the synagogues. What they do in the Catholic Church. All we do is religion, which is an adopted religion. All adopted from English, the King James Version. Whew, please understand what's going on. We have to do this. So get with your pastor, people out there, start town hall meetings. They do it all the time to plunder against you. I'm not saying plunder against them. Just get equal share of what's going on. Make sure that you get your tax money. $350 billion per month it takes to run this country. How many people know that other than me? Very few. To run this country per month, $350 billion plus. And they go and get that money every way they possibly can. Through hospitals, through colleges. Black colleges don't get that much. $96 million all they got. I'm sorry, $196 million they got. President Obama he wrote a bill just to do that from his presidential powers. $196 million all we got for all our black universities. They get this from one department. Understand what's going on here, people.
You know, Emmanuel, one thing we do want to say also is that the police officer who assassinated Mr. Scott, Mr. Michael Thomas Slager, there was a report that there was a misreport on him having an honorable discharge. When he came out, he had a less than honorable discharge. And he had an incident, some kind of drug-related incident, and they wouldn't mention that, exactly what was the drug-related incident. I raised that because it shows that he already had some flaws for even hiring him. I'm not quite sure they knew that.
They knew
whereas
that.
Whereas when African people have anything on their record, particular drug incident, they will never get a chance to have access to those kind of jobs. They didn't talk about that point.
They're not going to, because they hire vigilantes. They hire, that's why you got what you got. You got what you got because of nepotism. They don't care about a record. They don't care about a background check. A background check cannot test a person's mental state, how he really is. He's trying to get a job and provide for his family. And the more murderous that you are, the more vigilante that you are, that's who they're going to hire. Because this is the kind of person they want up in there. And they're going to protect you. They say they protect their own. They will lie to protect. They're the biggest liars in the world. Ask Africa how they lie. Ask the Indians how they lie. They come with blankets and put them on reservations. They're on reservations, and they got the oil in Texas. They got the oil in Oklahoma. They got everything. And the Indians don't have nothing. This is their land that they stole from them. Again, look at the Ten Commandments and see who violates them. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not bear false witness against them. Thou shalt not commit adultery. All this stuff. Well, who do this stuff? Who is the majority that do this stuff? Who steal? Well, we know. Who lie? Oh, we know. Everybody knows. You just can't command them to do anything. They don't obey the Ten Commandments. Think they're going to base up now? They don't even bait the president. Look how they do him. Know how they're talking about you. They do him like that. And he's the most powerful man in the world, and they can't stand it. They cannot handle it. He won. They cannot stand it. How did he win? Well, 65 million people voted for him. And ain't but 19, but ain't but 43 million blacks, and ain't but 19 million of them vote. Well, well, well. That's a change. So black people put him in office? Well, 19 million of them probably did. After that. Now, probably 17 million voted for him. Well, the rest of them came from where? From fair human beings. Fair. Understands. Educated. Understands. Not racism. The races still voted 60 million, still the same way. Not all my races. Probably 20, 30 million of them, not all. Because it stands right now. 80% of white America do not like you. Only 20%. 40% just put up with you because you can make money off you. So that's 60% that like you, and other 40%, they put up with you because they can make money from you. That's all. They can take your money and smile on your face, lie to you, and take your money. That's the whole kicker. They don't want you to make no money. They don't live a LG life. I mean, life is good. We want the same life they got. Nice house, nice car, kids go to college. Different. Want the same thing. We done suffered enough. Are they going to let us enslave them for 400 years and don't pay them no money? I don't think so. Ask them. Let you go into slavery. Let us beat you, brutalize you, rape your kids, rape your daughters. You know, whatever do, we the same thing you did to us, let's reverse it. See if you like it. See if you like that. They don't like it. How in the hell you think we like it? But they're going to make sure we like it. But they're going to have enforcement, make sure they enforce the rules that they make it on a daily basis. Just try to stop everything for progression. They don't want you to progress if you can't make them money. You make the money on the basketball court. Like Mark Cuban said some things that, well, you got to take it with a grain of salt. But all them kids do is run up and down that court and make these coaches make the school money and can't get a dime. If they sell a T-shirt, they almost put off the team. They can't do anything. But go up and down that floor and play and make the coaches plenty of money. 91% of players that play in college, basically, 91% of African-American play on the first string team, the first string. And you got 96% white coaches. That should tell you something. They're showing it to you that they are the master. They're showing it to you on a daily basis. You see your black kids out there, and the white man is doing the coaching. Most of them can't even play basketball. Most of them just can't bounce a basketball. But they're going to be in charge whether they're qualified or not. They're going to try to make them qualified and promote them like they're supposed to. This is their job, to promote conservatism, promote their power, promote that they're superior. This is their job. Even though they're not superior, they're not what they say they are. You can see what they are.
And on that note, Emmanuel, we're going to have to stop you. We are less than a minute before we close out, and we'd just like to thank our listening viewers for allowing us the opportunity to come to your home. You know, Mr. Page's History is a program dedicated to serve the underserved communities and people. It's a program that seeks to speak down the truth to power, but to talk about subjects, to research history, to talk about those things that the established media avoids. Mr. Page's History is an organization that seeks to bring clarity and understanding to everyone's lives. And the only way we can do that is to speak the truth and understand it. So tonight, we thought we'd just give a perspective on a killing like a runaway slave, Walter F. Scott, and domestic terrorism. We'd like to hear your views. We see you in 2 weeks. We thank you for allowing us to come in your home again and listen to Missing Pages of History. Come and join us and help us fill in those missing pages. Until next time, we thank you. This has been Missing Pages of History.